Springfield Rock Station Q102. What's up? I'm Baden here with a freaking awesome dude and frontman, Lee from Pop Evil. What's up, man?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, dude, doing great. We're super stoked about the show. November 25th at the Regency, right?
I can't wait. I can't wait to get back to town, man. A lot of good memories. Excited to make some new ones.
Yeah, you're here with Dead, Lion Eyes, and actually my band, B.I.V.
I love it. I love it, man. There's a bunch of great bands, of course. And then it's going to be one energetic live show, man. It's definitely something we're looking forward to.
Last time you were here, it was with Disturbed.
That was crazy night. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I remember the adrenaline. It's crazy. Obviously, Disturbed was on fire, and it was just the crowd was electric. It was just one of my favorite times to Springfield, man. So hopefully it's going to be a little bit of that trickling into the show when we get back.
So I remember when you were here, we were actually eating dinner at Big Whiskey's. And
awesome place, man.
Yeah, we had discovered that you had a love for shoes.
Man, my shoe collection is ridiculous. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I'm a straight Adidas guy these days, and I mean I got tons of old Jordans as well. But since I was a kid, man, I always collected shoes. It seems like it's just followed me into this rock business.
Hey, man, that's cool. You have a career for sure that can help you with your shoes.
Right, right.
Then you always got to look good on stage too. You got your kicks.
Oh yeah, well, I don't care how I look, but my feet got to be looking good.
For sure. You could tell a lot about a person about the condition of their shoes.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. I totally agree.
You look at my shoes; they're not going to be nearly as put together. I promise.
Oh, man, you got to get some fresh kicks, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I got to get out of radio first.
There you go. I hear you.
So, your new album, it was said to be released in February, right?
February 16th, today, man. So, it's right around the corner.
Whew. And that new single, Waking Lions, out of nowhere, freaking epic. How you feeling about it?
I love it. Yeah, you know, we're excited, man. We get to, we're going to be playing it. We start playing it now. So it's crazy. I've had a couple weeks off to kind of just energize myself with fam and friends, and everyone just is excited about, hearing it live. So we've been grinding and practicing, making sure it's as good as it can be. And, of course, I got a nice cold, so hopefully that'll be gone by the time I get back to town. But I don't know. I'm from India originally, so I just think just Midwest weather, man.
Oh, yeah.
Always get sick, or maybe it's just being a singer. But no, who cares? It'll be good to go. I'm sure the fans already know all the words by now, so they'll help me whenever need be. But we're excited about this record. And of course, Waking Lions, the response we've had thus far has been incredible. And, we can't wait for this next chapter.
I have to say that I think Waking Lions is actually my new favorite song by you.
Oh, dude, I love it. I appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Oh, dude, my pleasure. Do you think Waking Lions sets a good tone for the rest of the album and how that's going to be?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, we got more surprises on the record. But, we're really set on this record, really identifying our brand and Pop Evil. It's a reason why we call it Pop Evil. And I think that fans are going to be able to really see that clear as day now on this fifth installment of our music catalog than ever before. We've experimented, we've always experimented, but I think this album specifically is the best of Pop Evil, the yin and the yang. I mean, this is what it's always been about, and it's great. I mean, definitely, I feel like, I said at last record, but this is literally our best record. I mean, it really showcases Pop Evil and what we're about and, where we're headed in the future. And of course, our new drummer, she's a female out of the UK, and she just slays, man. She's just unbelievable. I mean, she hits harder than any guy we've ever had in the band before.
Dude, yeah.
She did it in the studio. It set the tone, and Waking Lions was that first kind of song that was like, wow, this is it, and it kind of like created an energy flow that just took on a whole new life. And this record especially was unique because we took a year to do it. We're like, look, we're not going to rush this record. We're not going in for 3 months and making music and have a couple songs that we don't really feel are us get stuck on a record that we don't want to play. And
all killer, no filler.
Yeah, no. Well, there's no filler to us, that's for sure. So that's definitely what we're excited about, and hopefully, most importantly, we're excited to play all these songs live. So that's the key.
Yes, and you're talking about experimenting. I noticed, just coming from a fellow musician, I noticed that you guys are kind of playing around with some lower tunings, right?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely were this record. That was a big part of what I wanted to do, and I wanted to just take my vocal in different directions. And you know, sometimes when you write on the same guitar, or you use the same chord progressions, you're singing the same melodies, we really wanted to change it up. And when you have a catalog of hits that we've been lucky and blessed to have, you know, it's just, you got to be, you know, you got, it makes it a little challenging because you got to be careful in what you write, because we've already sang about that before. We've already sounded like that before. So we want to, you know, justify that where we've come, but also say, you know, we're definitely not happy and the success we've had. We definitely have a lot more things we want to try to accomplish, and we wanted to push the boundaries this time and really make sure that this record rocked.